So I was playing soccer and we were winning 1-0, and there was only a minute left in the game, and the opponent was coming at me with the ball, and all of a sudden he cut to his right, and so to keep myself in front of him, I had to cut to my left. But as I planted my right foot to explode and pivot off of it, you know, I literally went nowhere, and I heard what sounded to me like kind of 5 chords snap in my knee. And all of a sudden, everything went blurry, everything went slow motion, and I just remember thinking in my head, no way, no way, no way, you know, heck no, you know, this could not be happening to me. I was so, so scared of an injury. And the next thing I knew, I was on the floor, I was holding my knee and biting my shirt, making sure I didn't let out any shouts of pain. But, you know, let me tell you, it was so, so painful. So after a long, long visit to the ER that night, and multiple succeeding visits and so many different scans, it was deemed that I tore my ACL and part of my meniscus. And that wasn't so easy to hear. I remember as soon as I heard it, I began to question and wonder, okay, what now? Surgery? Or after surgery, then what? What's going to happen now? What's going to happen next? And I was told it'd be at least 9 months, 36 whole weeks. I mean, to essentially wait until 2016 till I could play sports again. Just about 2 weeks ago, I finally underwent surgery to reconstruct my ACL. My parents came down the morning of my procedure, and they saw me off into the operating room. And just like that, it was over before I even knew it started. But even though I'm out of the hospital now, and I guess I have an ACL again, the pain was and still is so far from non-existent. And right now I'm on crutches, and my leg is restricted to a straight leg extension. And with the pain, it's not so comfortable nor convenient trying to do my day-to-day tasks with these impediments. But I would say there are upsides to this injury. This injury slows me down a lot. I move really slowly, I get up even slower, I wash up really slowly. I mean, this injury disallows me from pulling on my phone while I'm walking. It makes me actually look around where I'm walking and notice the small things, you know, as corny as it might sound. The people around me, the birds and the trees, the color of the sky, even the shapes of the clouds. This injury has given me so many long and awesome conversations with friends. Because I walk so slowly, there's so much time to converse while we're walking. It's also led so many of my friends and family to come over and spend time with me, plus they usually bring me free things like food and chocolate and balloons. This injury has got me to appreciate slow mornings. Because it takes me so long to get ready, I've been getting up at least 45 minutes earlier than usual, and you know, I've really come to appreciate these slow mornings. And so all in all, this injury has been a big pain, and so far from anything I would have ever wanted, but I guess in some ways, it's not so bad.